The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company.
Every week, your Cincinnati.com Bengals beat writers, that dumb fish who doesn't trust his gut, Paul Dana Jr., and Fletcher Page take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium.
We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into the latest edition of the Walkout, the BBP. Your Inquirer crew on the scene in the parking lot outside Arrowhead Stadium that we're about ready to venture all the way across, because we had to park three states over, because the Gold Lot is not easy to get to because this place is a train wreck trying to get into it.
Gold Lot was the red lot.
Was the blocked off street, and was the gridlock.
I thought I was going to see PDJ losing his cool a little bit.
I was losing my cool. I was hot under the collar. Testy. Well, you're weaving through tailgaters who are enjoying revelry. Anyway, so we're about to walk. My man Sam Green is here. He's officially measuring how far it's going to be, how far away we had to park.
What up?
In the Arrowhead KC Sports Complex. We're going to go all the way to the other side of the Royal Stadium. That gives us a lot of time to talk about how much the Bengals played like poop tonight.
That sums it up.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it can't go much worse than that.
That's doo-doo, baby.
Doo-doo. What did we say on the step shout this week, Fletcher? So, you know, it's kind of the best way to go into a game. Because if they lose, they're really not supposed to win anyway. And if they win, it's like a super pleasant surprise. And you said, well,
the one thing they can't do.
The only thing is you don't want to get boat raced.
Don't get boat raced.
Yeah. And show up. They did not show up. They got boat raced. And it brings all the old questions, because it's all the same old stuff.
That's right.
Big stage, everybody watching, huge game, and you embarrass your fan base.
Yeah, going from 4-1 to now losing to the Steelers, losing in prime time, and just sort of having to face the same old questions.
Yeah.
About being relevant, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and they're not relevant, because relevant teams win one of these two games. Relevant teams don't get waxed 45-10 by the Chiefs. Relevant teams make themselves relevant. You can't talk yourself into relevancy. You have to play yourself into relevancy. We said 2 weeks ago, there's a 2 week big boy pants stretch, and here's what we know: they do not belong with the upper echelon of the AFC. And the way this defense is playing, it's pretty fair to wonder if they ever will. Certainly not this year.
Well,
at this rate.
I'm not shocked at anything the defense does or doesn't do. I mean, 551 yards is a little excessive.
A little? Yeah. A touch excessive, yes. The most since 2007. They didn't even punt.
I had to look up during the second half what the points record was for most points given up in a single game by the Bengals franchise. Those aren't the kinds of things you want to be looking up during a game.
No, and they were approaching tying it.
But I mean, I'm a little surprised. I didn't know if Cincinnati's offense could go touchdown for touchdown with Kansas City, but I thought they'd do a little bit more than that. I mean, yeah. It really set the tone with another three and out on that opening drive. And I thought that offensive drive near the end of the first half, where they had to punt again and Kansas City went down and scored again. I mean, it was already over, but those were two really bad drives in the first half.
And you throw in the Dalton pick six to, like, make it even more stereotypical. Although I will say, I would like to say thank you to embittered, masked Bengals fan giving the middle finger. That was a great screenshot that I think was sent to me in my mentions approximately 8,000 times during the course of this game. Pretty much sums it up.
That's right.
And it's hysterical.
That's right.
So, thank you, masked Bengals fan, for the perfectly timed bird. There's nothing better than a perfectly timed bird, you know?
It feels good to flick a bird like that.
It does. He was just making his feelings known.
Look how far away our car is.
Where are we?
The only one out there.
We're halfway there.
There is one car in this massive parking lot all the way over there, and it's our sweet-ass Malibu rental car.
I think all the wheels are still there.
I'm kind of shocked that something didn't get done to it, and maybe it is. We'll find out. So tell me your opinion. Is this defense salvageable? Because Kansas City's going to do this and has been doing this to a lot of people. But it's just missed tackles and it's the same old crap. And you know, after the game, the sort of injuries were blamed, and there's all, you know, there's like so much of that, but it's a different excuse every week. You're just continually giving up huge amounts of yardage. You're continually not making a single third down stop. Like, they just can't get off the field. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think now we're, 6 weeks into this thing. There's a lot of explanations you could go with
early. Seven.
7 weeks. You know, new defensive coordinator with Austin, trying to figure out first personnel to scheme, everybody learning all these things, injuries. But now at this point in the schedule, to answer your question, it's getting pretty hard to say that defense is going to figure something out now after 7 weeks.
I mean, certainly the benefit of the doubt is gone. And the honeymoon period is over. We have reached a time of the season where people start getting mad, people start losing jobs, and that's not going to happen to Terrell Austin. People love to yell, fire the coordinator. It's not going to be a thing that happens. This is going to be like Zampezi last year. People forget. Zampezi was already here for a year. And I think they're going to give him a chance to right this ship, but I don't honestly know what you do at this point, or why it's all going wrong. One thing that's interesting, and I think it's a little bit of insight into what happens to this team in these last 2 weeks, big games, why they continually lose. They're now lost 9 straight Sunday night football games. Only 3 of them by one possession were one possession games. They've just gotten housed on this stage over and over again. Drake Kirkpatrick says something interesting to me where he said, we got to get back to having fun. Last couple weeks, we haven't been having fun. We're a team that likes to have fun. And I kind of followed up with, like, you mean like during the week or like in the game, like thinking like they're too tight? And he didn't want to go into that. He just said, I said it. Right. That's what I said. That's what I mean.
Right.
So it's standard, like, you know, the team is just feeling too much pressure on them.
Well, we're saying it. You know, we're saying this is the big boy test.
Yeah.
These are the games that will make you or break you in terms of how we're going to evaluate you moving forward and which category we're going to put you in.
Yeah. And they don't play. They don't play like – they didn't look anything like the team that they've been at for the better the first 5 weeks of this season, certainly. And even last week. Even in the loss last week. They still looked more than relevant. We made it. We're at the car. Malibu in the house. A little under a half mile, we had to park away. I guess that's probably as far as we park away in this league. Belichick in New England likes to put the media like
at the Dunkin' Donuts.
At the Dunkin' Donuts on the other side of their sports mall and Hall of Fame. But this is right up there with that. I don't know how much else there is to say about this game. It was what it was.
It ain't what it ain't.
Yeah.
At least it's over.
It's over now. They won't have to play a team like this because Kansas City and New England are about to play in the AFC title game.
Yeah.
That looks for sure. And I like even though they just lost in Foxborough. Man, it's hard not to see them playing the Rams in the Super Bowl, and how much fun would that be?
That'd be awesome.
First to 50.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't, you know, a lot of teams are going to get beat up by Kansas City this year, but this is a bad look. And, you know, you beat Tampa Bay, that's fine. You can beat the Tampa Bays of the world. You can beat the Miamis of the world. But what are we doing this for? As Marvin would say, right? What? This is all about winning championships, right? And if this year is about win now Bengals and winning championships, that team, it was shown tonight, is super far away from doing anything in that area.
Correct.
This looks like a team that is a success, should be considered making the playoffs. That'd be a successful season, then take that L in the first round and keep that streak going too. That's what it looks like. That the trends have set up for that. Is that too much? Did I go too far?
How bleak.
How bleak. Hey, I think it'd be a success to make the playoffs for this team.
I think that's right.
That'd be great. If they evolve by the end of the season to the point team that could win a couple of big games and make the playoffs, then I think that's great and they're set up for, you know, the next couple of years.
Another couple of years of Marvin Lewis.
He went there. That was the photographer, not me.
Yeah. He's under contract.
Pay that man.
Pay that man. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Of course, the BVP will be back. We'll have you on Tuesday with that. Beyond the Stripes. All the things that we do. Pick up the Inquirer Bengals app.
There's people still partying out in this party.
People are partying. The late
Those
night.
Are my people.
The cars have definitely vacated for a number of hours. Like, the traffic has cleared. You can go ahead and pack it up. But I think those people might be here all night. Just a man in his camper chair in the middle of a big parking lot. And I assume a couple of 24s.
Yelling at something.
Yeah. Yelling at the moon. Pat Mahomes is God! I think that's where we're at. All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Walkout.